This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. SpaceX launching another Starship rocket, but it spun out of control and broke apart, falling back to Earth shortly after liftoff. President Trump set to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were sentenced to years in prison for defrauding banks out of tens of millions of dollars. A big change to CDC guidelines created during the pandemic. ABC senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a noted vaccine skeptic, announced on social media that the CDC will no longer be recommending COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children or healthy pregnant women. Now, this catching doctors off guard because it did bypass the traditional CDC process that includes an independent review and also consulting with medical professionals.
Macy's department stores and says profits slipped in the first quarter and says more customers are cautious about the trade war. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Democratic state lawmakers introduced new legislation Thursday to continue supporting the Child Care Counts program. Governor Tony Evers had requested a $480 million investment in child care programs across the state in his biennial budget proposal, a measure that was later removed by Republican lawmakers. The newly proposed legislation calls for that $480 million separately from the budget proposal. The program was originally funded by the American Rescue Plan Act and is set to expire in June. State Republicans have introduced legislation that would require the universities of Wisconsin system to offer 24-hour access to virtual mental health providers. The bill, introduced by State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Todd Novak, is based on a program already offered at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not, however, include funding for the program. UW system officials say their current mental health services funding is set to expire in June, and they've included continued funding in their biennial budget request. The Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will impact Wisconsinites. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says those enrolled in the program are already living on the margin, and small dollar changes will force them to make very difficult life choices between choosing health care or choosing food. Hanna says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits. Today's forecast calls for a 50% chance of showers with a high of 66. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL. Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low dropping to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 Mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
All right, the coffee cup has been refilled. Let's do this. Third hour of the program today on this Wednesday morning, May 28th, live from Lake Wissota. Let's see, we've got Parker Olson on the board, and Greg is back in 1 hour, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot is standing by to update the forecast for us. We'll be talking to Earl Ingram in just a few moments here. We'll get into the lead problems in Milwaukee and what, if anything, the Trump administration is doing about it, or what they say they're doing about it. We may get into a very high-profile murder trial that's about to get started in Milwaukee as well. Dan Schaefer still ahead. We may talk to James Kelly from Chippewa Falls about stories that he's following for Civic Media, too. And the Brewers got a big walk-off home run, grand slam from Christian Yelich to beat the Brewers yesterday, 5-1 in 10 innings. So on that happy note, let's go to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Because the weather is, well, look, it's a little rainy. It's quite damp here in Chippewa Falls, actually, as well. But there's still a need for the rain before, especially if we've got a big warm spell coming up, right?
I agree. Yes. We are still, 5% of the state is in a drought that is far south in the state, right along the state line. So you can use every single drop. There is still abnormally dry conditions, both far north and far south. Good chunk of the central parts of the state, we're good to go, but, you know, we could always use extra rainfall. We're not looking at too much today, only about a quarter of an inch. You've already seen that in places just south of La Crosse already this morning. This line is pretty much extending from Eau Claire all the way through Madison and then down into Chicago this morning. It is going to continue to lift north through the state late this morning, through this afternoon, and then we could see some spotty small storms start to spark up later this afternoon, maybe around 3 to 5 or so. Those are not expected to be strong or severe, but we could see some more moderate rainfall with those. Now, of course, it's going to be darker and damp and kind of dreary all day today. The winds are barely moving. Temperatures are very comfortable, anywhere from about 50 to 60 degrees right now. And then highs today will reach the mid-60s far south. You're going to be a little bit cooler with that rain out there. And then about 70 up north. That's the highs for today. And of course, the rain stops by tomorrow. It'll be done by midnight, actually, but the sun will be peeking out tomorrow in full force as we go into the weekend. We will keep getting warmer. More humidity and mugginess is going to start to seep in by Friday. And then by next week, it is going to be feeling like summer. We're going to be dripping sweat with the humidity and heat headed our way, because we're looking at mid-80s with dew points in the mid-70s next week.
Ooh. Really?
Ooh. Yes.
So this weekend is kind of the Goldilocks end of all of this, which
pretty much
for a whole bunch of people who are planning graduation parties or weddings or anything like that, you are their hero. So,
oh, good. You know, good. Yeah. Yes. It's fantastic. Nothing but sunshine, dry conditions, perfect temperatures.
Perfect.
This weekend's fantastic.
That's great, Brittany. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Talk
you
to
too.
You later. Hey, by the way, if you ever miss one of our previous hours, the 6 a.m. hour, the 7 a.m. hour, you want to listen back to a guest that was on, you can always head to civicmedia.us And right there, we put all of the shows on the website, and you can call them up as individual. Each hour is its own episode, so you don't have to listen to like a 3-hour show. You can listen to, you know, just the 6 a.m. hour, for example, and catch something that you missed. All the show descriptions are on there. We tell you who the guests were. And you could get this by podcast as well. And I'd say go over to Spotify. I actually just became a Spotify customer recently. And you can catch our podcast that way or through Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. However you do it, we'd love to have you take us along so that you can listen on demand on those days when you can't happen to catch it on the radio. And yes, Tony says, how about on YouTube too? Yes, we could. You could watch it on YouTube Live and comment, as Tony and Cassandra and everybody else does throughout the course of the morning. You can add your comments too. And as far as show highlights go on YouTube, well, that's my next project for Tony, is just to make like the 10-minute condensed version, all the really funny stuff. Well, the really funny stuff would be a 3-minute show, but we'd put some guest stuff in there too. So maybe we go about doing that. Reminder to reach the show, not just in the comment sections on YouTube or Facebook, but you can call or text us 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, and use that Civic Media app to call or text us as well. Let's bring Earl Ingram into the program now to talk about a couple of matters that he's following in the Milwaukee area for Civic Media. Earl, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to have you along here. And I want to start first with the whole lead paint, lead in the water situation there, especially in light of the comments by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy, who said something along the lines to a CNN anchor of, you know, we've got a team in Milwaukee working on this. And Earl, it took about 8 seconds for that to be proven not to be the case. And I feel like that illustrates in a nutshell the ongoing problems Milwaukee's having finding allies to get this lead problem rid of once and for all.
So before I respond to what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, I think we need to clarify a couple things. Number one, the lead crisis is a national crisis.
True.
And so people link Milwaukee to the lead crisis. And the problem with that is they fail to understand that this is all over the nation. It's in rural America. It's in urban centers. And yet, because it's connected to urban centers, I think people are not looking at what's taking place in their own backyards. And so what we plan on doing, I know in the coming weeks and months, is putting together a national series, a 12-part series that's going to have the top scientists and doctors across this nation to express and explain and wake people up to the scourges of lead paint and lead in the water that's all over this nation that's causing mayhem. And the fact that we have a nation that's covering all of this up, we have politicians and others on both sides of the equation who have refused to address this lead issue. And so as long as it's considered to be a Milwaukee problem and an urban problem, it's not getting the necessary exposure that it should be receiving.
Earl, you are 100% correct, and I should have made that clear from the very beginning as well. I've just become so used to the antagonism or antipathy toward Milwaukee from legislators that, frankly, even in asking the question, I bought into the framing rather than acknowledging that when Republican legislators said a couple of years back, well, most of the money would go to Milwaukee, what they were really doing was they were saying that for some of the communities in their own districts that you didn't even count, that we're so anti-Milwaukee that we will ignore the lead problem in the rest of the state just to spite, you know, the state's biggest city.
Well, you know, you're talking to a guy who's 70 years old, who's lived in Milwaukee for all 70 of those years, born in Milwaukee, and will die in Milwaukee. And so I know all of those things that have been going on at infinitum in this state, and the fact that they can ignore what is taking place in our city. It's kind of ridiculous, considering that only 38.6% of Milwaukee is black. And so the rest of it is white, a majority. And so when you look at it from a, with a jaundiced eye, you don't just punish the people of color in the city of Milwaukee. You punish all the other residents as well. And I will say this to you, Pat. When people, I think people fail to understand that exposure to lead can affect multiple body systems, and in particularly harmful to young children. We constantly talk about all of the crime and all of those things that are taking place in the city of Milwaukee. There's the statistical evidence that will point to the fact that for generations, children have been poisoned by lead in this city, as it is even in rural America. We talk about right now Milwaukee Public Schools and what's happening there. Well, I would say that people need to look at the schools wherever they are. Any building that was built before 1970 contains lead. And so people are being contaminated. And the scourges of lead and what it leads to, especially in pregnant women and their fetuses and the babies, is a tragedy. And the fact that our nation says it can't afford to eradicate the scourges of lead are unacceptable. When you talk about the fact that children who are our future, what can be more valuable than the future of your nation, are being poisoned by this, and we're the wealthiest nation on earth, and yet we don't seem to be concerned enough about the future of our children, which are the future of our nation, that we work collectively to eradicate this.
And you talk about buildings built before 1970. My goodness, there are like four or six Milwaukee public school buildings still in use that were built not before 1970, before 1900, that are still in use and obviously still have these lead paint issues because they face the budget pressures that come from a legislature that is insisting on budget austerity and, you know, sticking it to Milwaukee, as, you know, Tommy Thompson famously said all those years ago. So this is a national concern. This is something that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services should be paying attention to. So when Secretary Robert Kennedy made that false claim about helping out in Milwaukee, again, it only adds insult to injury and shows us, in my mind, we have an HHS secretary that, for all of the other questionable views that he has, either does not know the seriousness of the lead issue or doesn't care. And I'm not sure which is worse.
So Milwaukee Public Schools has 156 schools. And when you talk about the being able to somehow go back and track those 156 schools and determine which ones are lead laden and which ones aren't, is going to take over a decade. And so it's not just what is happening now. It's the fact that generations have come through that situation and have been poisoned by lead. And when we talk about crime as this big issue and we want to build more jails and lock people up, it's like fool's gold. Because as long as you're poisoning generations of children, part of the problem with children being exposed to lead is the damage that it does to their brains, especially in the early development of those children. And so when you look at the damage that's being done, it's nonsensical to me that the cost that we wind up having to pay down the road by not fixing this problem early on is where we are now. And so when you see so many young people whose lives have been turned inside out and upside down because of the scourges of lead, then you understand the impact and why this has to change.
Oh, it so does. From the legislature, from the Trump administration on down, Earl Ingram is talking to us much more about that. Also coming up in this hour, we'll be talking to Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, and much more. And then, of course, tomorrow, we've got some of our usual friends on there. Joe Zepecki is joining us, Chad Holmes. We'll also talk to Jeremy Granger from Wisconsin Action. A lot coming up here. live from Lake Wissota. Hey, thanks for making this a place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for three more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've been listening to 9 College Slots. The Apple or of now by webinars this summer. Take your faith to 9-day at vest5cross.org. Benefits of a CAM is saving with Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center. Received a call from an employee at a convenience store in Genoa. Education is downloading e-shows with the basics of being the Red Cross rules. The Civic Media at WRC from 11 to noon via for WRC29CE's lender visit with a 529 knowledge savings. More information and in the Civic Media 529 on at Kreitlow 1-800 Redden and Career. The many badge savings applied range of high Edvest Nation Cohen's to celebrate net plan. Calling one's plans savings program the go. Webinar will cover E and Civic College Savings Webinar. Even for future visiting Red. Register Wisconsin over rear education. Joanne Crewley with you on expenses today. Mornings with Patty app in college and career. Financial Institute on upcoming house saving. First proclaimed to WR National 5. Take your favorite guides with Nan Day in Wisconsin. Google Play Go by Tony Eve. National 5-2 and 5-2 student loans to explore. Down the road, reliance on saving for kind stores. And how safe the web media, I'm local news on Johnson, encourages students the proclamation CE shows blood donor training goal or by using help avoid hosting a web.com. May 20th, Thursday, Microsoft announced Governor 9 College. 9 College. You've been listening to slots. Webinars of now by this summer. The Apple or take your faith at vest529day.org. Cross benefits of a saving with M is Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center 911. Did a call from a recent employee at an education store in Genoa. Downloading convenience in the Red Cross with basics of the Civic Media rules. E shows with
from 11 to
WRCE's
29
for WRC noon via the 529 or visit College Savings 529. More information in the Civic Me and in the many Ben and career on 800 Red at quite low. Wide range of high savings plan coincides Edvest to celebrate next plans. Calling one savings program plan. E and Civic Benar will cover the go by visiting Red Benar, leaving for future college savings in overreach Wisconsin. Reg dispenses today your education with you on Joanne Crewley Mornings with Pat. College and Career Media app in financial institution. How saving on upcoming years proclaimed. National 5 to WR. Take your favorite. Sides with Go by Google Play Center. Tony Everland Day in Wisconsin. Student loans to 529 to explore. National 5-2 Alliance on down the road. And how save stores. Saving for kind. Local news on media. I'm the web onsen. The proclam encourages students CE shows or by using help avoid blood donor training goal hosting at web.com. May 29 college. You've been listening. Announced Governor Microsoft Thursday. 29 college webinars of now by this summer. Lots. Take your favorite apple or .org. Advest 529 day cross. Benefits of a get saving with Air's office dispatch center is to call from a recent employee at a 911 education store in Genoa. Downloading convenience in the Red Cross with basics of the civic media goals. CE's from 11 to WRCE shows with 29 with a 529 for WRC noon via or visit 529 college savings. The many more information in the civic me and career on 800 red at quite low nation coincides Edvest wide range of high savings plans. Calling one to celebrate now. CE and civic Benar will cover savings program plan by visiting Red Benar and the go in overreading for future college savings. Wisconsin Spences Today or Education with you on Register Mornings with Pat College and Crew Joanne Crewley Media app in Financial Institute House Saving was proclaimed on upcoming National 5 to WR. Take your favorite sides with Go by Google Play Center. Tony Everland Day in Wisconsin Student Loans to 529 to explore reliance on National 5-2 and how safe stores down the road. Saving for local news on media. I'm 9 Collinson. The proclam encourages students the web or by using help avoid CE shows hosting at web.com blood donor training goal 9 college. You've been listening. May 20 announced government webinars via Microsoft Thursday 9 college now by take your faith this summer bots.org the Apple or Advest 529 day cross a benefits of Air's office dispatch center saving with to call from a recent employee at M is education store in Genoa. Downloading 911 doing the Red Cross with basics of the civic media convenience CE's from 11 to 9 with a 529 WRCE shows with or visit for WRC noon via the many 529 more information college savings and career on the civic me and information coincides 800 red at quite low plans Edvest wide range of high savings calling 1E and civic Benar will cover savings program plan to celebrate now visiting Red Benar and the go in overreading for future college savings. The Wisconsin Spences Today or Education with you on Mornings with Pat College and Crew Joanne Crewley register house saving media app in financial institutions proclaimed on upcoming take your favorite National 5 to WR Go by Google Play sides with student loans to 529 Tony Everland Day in Wisconsin Alliance on to explore National 5-2 and how safe stores down the road. Saving for local news on media. I'm 9 Collinson. The proclam encourages students the web or by using hosting a web and help avoid CEshows.com blood donor training goal 9 college. You've been listening. May 20 webinars announced Governor Microsoft Thursday 9 college now by take your faith this summer. Bots.org, the Apple or Advest 5 cross 29 day Air's office dispatch center. A benefits of to call from a recent employee at a saving with M is education store in Genoa. Downloading 911 doing the Red Cross with basics of the civic media convenience CE's 29 from 11 holes. With a 529 WRCE shows with or visit for WRC noon via the many 529 and career more information college savings patient coincide on the civic me and incomes plans 800 red at quite low calling one Edvest wide range of high savings plan e and civic Benar will cover savings program plan by visiting Red Benar and the go to celebrate net in overreading for future college savings expenses today or education the Wisconsin Mornings with Pat College and Crew with you on House Saving with Joanne Crewley. Register the app. It is proclaimed. Financial Institute. Take your favorite. On upcoming Go by Google Play. National 5-day to WR Student Loans. And 529 Tony Everides with Nay Alliance on to explore Land Day in Wisconsin. And House Safe Doors. National 5-2 local news on media. I'm down the road. Saving for Wisconsin. The proclam encourages student nine or by using hosting a web. The web.com and help avoid blood donor. CE shows nine college. You've been listening. May 20 training goal webinars announced Governor Microsoft Thursday. Nine college now by take your faith. This
news from the center. WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. With the official closure of Northland College, local residents are expressing concerns over the economic future of the area. The school was listed as one of the area's major employers on the City of Ashland's website. Its closure will cost the region over 250 jobs and tens of millions in overall economic impact. In addition to the loss of jobs and revenue, area residents say they're concerned about the negative impacts the closure will have on their small businesses and their ability to attract people from different regions and backgrounds to Ashland. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials are warning of credential and licensing delays if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is conducting a new study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. DNR officials began their study into the state's panfish population in 2019 and now expects to conclude the study next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish, as well as conducting their own field studies. Their goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the decline of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to protect them. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia. Utopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming Season 1 when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for Season 3. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low dropping to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Last week, I asked if me swallowing swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's May 28th, but I'm looking way back at an Up North News post from late December that was already previewing some of the top live concerts coming to Wisconsin in 2025. It mentioned, you know, Kelsea Ballerini, who was going to be appearing at Fiserv Forum. There was Cody Johnson, Tyler, the Creator, had a concert coming up, and Justin Timberlake, on and on. It goes for the first part of 2025. It also includes Def Leppard at Summerfest. But it's only grown, especially in the country music area. And in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, it says country music is dominating Wisconsin's summer concert season like never before, and looks at some of the headliners for the annual Harley Homecoming, has much more of a country feel for it this time around. At the BMO Pavilion in Milwaukee this summer, some of the big stars there booked would be the Avett Brothers, Riley Green, the country band Red Clay Straves. At the Raven Milwaukee, country breakout star Megan Maroney, her concert has long since sold out. Alpine Valley, which was always a mecca for rock tours, their big concerts so far booked this year are Thomas Rhett, Willie Nelson's Outlaw Music Festival, Tyler Childers, and even Summerfest will include some draws like Lainey Wilson to the amphitheater. And then there is the big one, and that would be Morgan Wallen, with openers Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley headlining the first concert at Camp Randall Stadium in 28 years. And that'll be coming up on June 28th. You've got that. You've got Beyonce winning awards for her country album. It is more country out there than ever before. And Parker, it makes me wonder for somebody like you. I mean, here in Eau Claire, I've been to Country Jam, Country Fest before it changed its name over here in Cadott. Do you have your own experience with some of these many country live country concerts that we have going on around Wisconsin?
I don't think I've ever been to any, but I know a bunch of people who go to Country Thunder, I think it's called. I can't think of where that is. It's somewhere down here. Yeah. And I know a bunch of people that have gone to that. Country is kind of one of those things that is up and coming again, it seems like.
Yes. Sort of. Yeah.
I don't know, but it's an acquired taste, it seems. It's very divisive.
It can be. Well, even in country, and, you know, long before the buzz about Beyonce's album and what's country and how do you define it, you had artists along the way that thought that country was getting too electric. It was getting too rock. I love Shizu on YouTube saying, "And I am a small, bright light of K-pop in my area."
You
represent, Shizu. There is nothing wrong with that. But I do like the fact that you have these venues out here, so many of them, not just for your big names, you know, for Morgan Wallen and Miranda Lambert and all that, but you always get a chance, I think, in country more than in other genres, to see up-and-comers who then eventually do become stars. I mean, I recall being at Country Jam and seeing Faith Hill and Tim McGraw when they were nobodies and going, God, these guys are good, you know, and they turned into something. Seeing Alan Jackson when he was much younger and, again, just an up-and-comer. I'm not the world's biggest attender of live concerts, but that is one of the best things is when you see somebody who isn't a star yet and go, they just might make it.
Yeah. I always love finding new music. That's kind of like a goal of mine that I have is to find someone before they come big. And mm-hmm. That's just, yeah, country, you can do that.
I recall it was in college. And so obviously, again, we're going way, way back. But I remember working at the college radio station. And there was somebody there who she loved finding all the new music. And she was just so insistent that this group, Tears for Fears, was coming up. They were going to be the big thing. And they were. They had one hit, then another. And then I remember talking to her like, I don't know, a year or two later and saying, boy, I'll bet you're really loving all this Tears for Fears music. And she was like, oh, no, they're old news. You know, she was,
I'm tired of them now, only
about finding, you know, the up and comers and the new ones. And, you know, good for her. That worked out. So like I've had a lot of opportunity to go to concerts, but I don't know that anybody has better concert stories than I do. And by stories, I mean things that you'd play the sad trombone on. We've talked before about how at my high school prom, the musical entertainment was Florence Henderson of the Brady Bunch and Tennessee Ernie Ford, because they were playing at the celebrity dinner theater next door where we were having prom. So you had to sit through that show before you could go to our prom in another ballroom and see a local band that was playing. That was one story.
People
talk about first concerts. Okay. Who you saw at your first concert? My first concert, Donnie and Marie. And why? Because they were playing at the Minnesota State Fair. Donnie and Marie had, you know, this show on in the 1970s. And my sister was absolutely gaga for Donnie and Marie and wore my mom down to the point where, you know, and she had to take all the kids. So there we all are, you know, all four kids, you know, and I'm the oldest. And then, you know, the three younger ones are all there in the stands. And so I can't fix it. Donnie and Marie was my first concert. And I got one more. Again, one of my earliest concerts would be Helen Reddy, because I was my high school girlfriend at the time was married to, or not married to, sure, her father was an executive at 3M. And this was at the 3M annual dinner, which was at the St. Paul Civic Center back in the early 80s. And I mean, this wasn't just like a company dinner. This was like with live entertainment. And out comes Helen Reddy singing I Am Woman and some of her other things. So I don't have the most auspicious list of early concerts, but I definitely have the ones that can tell a story.
You've got luck, it seems like.
I've got luck of some kind. Yes, that would be one way to put it. I wanted to see if anybody had added on to this. Well, Mr. Mathers is jumping on, saying that he's become more a fan of indie folk, which he thinks gets categorized as country. Like Parker, a big fan of finding artists before they get big. Greg Box getting ready for Matt and Aaron Air, but sent me over a note saying you should check out Lady Bird. Great band with country, folk, and punk influences, and really good songwriting. So good for them. Shiju follows up. Standing outside the hall for 7 hours, getting in for the sound check, then almost forced back outside without using the bathrooms. The guards let us, but then we had to hear the sound check continue as they were doing their little bathroom break as well here. On the text line, Tom from New Berlin. Helen Reddy was my first concert at Summerfest, front row center. It's not just me. You see? Because sometimes you get taken to shows and they become the thing that you remember. On the other end of the spectrum of live shows are the ones that you think they were a one-hit wonder, and then you realize they actually have much more talent than they let on. In my case, it was Rick Springfield. Remember Jesse's Girl? And a couple of other hits from the 80s and 90s. Why am I asking Parker this? Of course not.
Exactly.
Anyway, you're thinking, you know, that Jesse Springfield, he's a one and done kind of thing. Well, he was appearing at Rockfest in Cadott. And we were there to see other groups. It escapes me who it was. Maybe it was Boston that year or Heart. I'm not sure. Anyway, Rick Springfield's on the undercard. Rick Springfield had the crowd eating out of the palm of his hand by the time it was done. He was a true showman. The way he was working the crowd, there was so much energy. People were singing along to, I think he had three top 40 hits, you know, besides Jesse's Girl. They were singing along to that. And you're thinking, I'm cheering like crazy for Rick Springfield? But again, it comes down to, are you, you know, can you put on a show? And if you can, you know, well, that's great. You know, good for you.
I would rather see a really good storyteller than a, like, really good singer. You know what I mean? Like, somebody who can actually put on a show and just be fun with you for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Well, not everybody is, because when I've mentioned Alan Jackson, Alan Jackson's never been, shall we say, an electric performer. He literally just stands there and plays guitar. But the songs were so good, you know, telling a story or whatever, that people naturally followed along. Alicia puts up on YouTube, mine were all Christian rock. And then Shizu adds, there's some decent Christian rock bands that you don't even realize are religious. That's a whole discussion right there, is Christian rock. And the ones that are, I'm going to say the word preachy, and people think I'm using it improperly, and those that are more in the entertainment storytelling end of it, like country and like other genres as well. It's why I'm glad there's a Songwriters Hall of Fame, not just the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because, I mean,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know. Wow. Oh, well, we're going to have a conversation sometime about the Songwriters Hall of Fame, because sometimes it is the person who's doing the singing. There are plenty of singers in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, but, you know, then others, they're just behind the scenes. Adam puts up, Arlo Guthrie is one of the best live storyteller musicians that's out there. Certainly have heard that as much as well. So you need that whole package to get things done. And some artists, they have staying power. There was Rick Springfield all those years later, and folks who listened to the show remember last year, or no, earlier this year? When the heck was it? No, it's late last year. Where did I take Sherry to see Air Supply when they were in Milwaukee? And they were marking that they had been together for nearly 50 years. And there they are in Milwaukee singing I'm All Out of Love and Lost in Love and all the other love songs that Air Supply does. And they put on a good show. You know, a good show is going to sell regardless.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing Hozier, if you know him at all.
Yeah,
he's from Ireland. Really good show. He was so fun. He's just a funny guy. That's what I need. It's just somebody that's got a good personality.
Is he the one that had the big hit last year, You're Too Sweet for Me?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I say that only because, and I'm not ripping the song, but you ever notice sometimes there's a song and it's the one you hear every time you turn on the radio?
Yeah.
that was for me for 2024. It was, you know, if I'm just moving around on music stations, and it was like every time I hear him going, I take my whiskey neats, you know, a coffee black, I'm a bed at 3. Like, yes, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And especially since, and now we're really getting into songwriting here, said the guy who's never written a song.
Me either.
But there is a difference in a song like that where it's the same chorus and you hear that same chorus repeated like 6 times through the song. It kind of, for me, it gets a little irritating. Contrast that to writers like, say, Billy Joel, and or I think Stevie Wonder was another one of them. Like the second chorus will always be a little bit different. And then you'll come back to the first chorus, you know, after the third verse. That little bit of variety in songwriting, I really come to appreciate. Don Henley is another one. If I could talk to Don Henley, there would be a little bit about the Eagles. But I really would want to know more about his songwriting, because his lyrics are just so, so good. I don't know if you have anybody like that you wish you could talk to about, you know, what inspires them.
Oh, I don't know. I got to think about that. I got to listen to more music. Like, I know I said that I like to find people before they're big, but I've got to listen to, everybody needs more music in their life. It makes you happy. It's the good stuff.
Let's go out with Shizu on YouTube. Can we talk about Baby Shark? In terms of lyrics. And now that's going to be stuck in my head for a little while. We will wrap things up for this Wednesday morning, May 28th, coming up in just a little bit. Again, a reminder to sign up for our newsletters, plural. There are all kinds now, including a weekend one that I put together for Sunday morning. Sign up for those newsletters at upnorthnewswi.com. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It is time for a local look at sports during Pat Kreitlow Mornings on WRCE. I'm Phil Nee. Let's recap a game that was heard on WRCO last night.
Williams back to first base. Now McGlynn in with a one ball, two strike count from Lancaster's Lily Edge. Here's the pitch. Changeup ripped in the air behind short, and it's going to be in there for a base hit. Here's Williams around second, being waved. Throw to the plate is high. Hornets win. Hornets win on a walk-off. Matty McGlynn put it in play, and the throw home was high, and the Hornets get the win in nine.
Richland Center advanced to the regional final softball game for the first time since 2012 with a 2-1 nine-inning walk-off win against Lancaster. It was a great contest throughout between two teams that split wins during the regular season. The Arrows scored first with a run without a hit in the third inning. Izzy Schmidt crossed the plate after reaching on a walk, advancing on a sacrifice, and eventually scoring on a ground out by Riley Horth. The Hornets evened the score when Carly Meaden singled and eventually scored on an error. The score stayed tied at one until the bottom of the ninth. With two outs, Abigail Williams hustled to first and beat out an infield single. Running off the crack of the bat with two outs, she was able to score from first base on a single by Maddie McGlynn. Richland Center celebrated the win as they improved to 14-8 for the season, and Lancaster saw its year end at 10-10. Freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher once again had an outstanding night for Richland Center as she She pitched for the win, working all nine innings and striking out 19 batters and walking three. She had a no-hitter broken up in the seventh inning when Lancaster's Greta Jensen had a base hit. Jensen had both of the arrow hits after a ninth inning safety. Lancaster's Maddie Hill worked seven innings, struck out 10, walked two, and gave up two hits. The arrow's Lily Edge came on in relief and gave up three hits and struck out two in two innings of work. For Richland Center, Carly Meaden was 2 for 4. Kyrie Fisher, Abigail Williams, and Maddie McGlynn all had hits. Following the 2-1 nine-inning win, Richland Center will play at Dodgeville Thursday night after the Dodgers won 3-0 over Westby on Tuesday night. That game coming up at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. In Division 4 games, Mineral Point end of the year for Riverdale 12-2. It was Luther 2, Cashton 1, Iowa Grant 6-4 over Argyle Blackhawk, Cuba City 12-0 over Darlington, and Wisconsin Heights Edge Fenimore 1-0. Royal 1 in 6 innings over Cochran Fountain City 14-4. Brookwood 13, Wauniwak Center 3 in 6 innings. Kickapoo 7, Hillsboro 4, Seneca 5-1 over DeSoto. Seneca advances to take on the Ithaca Bulldogs at Ithaca on Thursday after the Bulldogs' victory last night 15-0 over Lafarge in 4 innings. Ithaca was led by senior Ariana Lewis with 7 strikeouts, no walks, and giving up just 3 hits. Also, the leading hitter is Alyssa Muller, 3 for 3 with a triple and a grand slam with 4 RBIs. Ariana Lewis, 2 for 3 with a double and a triple. Holly King was 2 for 4 with a double and a triple and 3 RBIs. And Jaden Boland, 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs, leading the Bulldogs to the regional championship coming up on Thursday. Here's a look at high school track from yesterday. WIAA regionals were held, hosted by Kickapoo High School. The top four advance. From Ithaca Weston, the 4x8 was third. John Hash, Brayson Garcia Bolin, Deacon McDonough, and Sam Jones. Also, Clayton Lee was first in the 1600 with a time of 4:48.61. Sam Jones advances, taking third in the 800. And Clayton Lee with a 3200 first place finish. He moves on. Brayson Garcia Bolin just missed with a fifth place in the 800 yesterday. Also at Kickapoo, Riverdale schools were involved, and among those that are advancing, they include Riverdale's 4x8 relay team. They took a total of first place with a 10:15.57. Riley Bierce, Olivia Meese, Mallory Meese, and Melanie Williamson ran that for the Chieftains. Also yesterday for the Chieftains, it was Riverdale's 4x1 girls relay moving on with a fourth place finish. Haley Schneider, Kaylee Carter, Gretchen Buchholz, and Mary Medina ran that for the Chieftains. Kaylee Carter was second for Riverdale in the pole vault yesterday and advances onto the sectional. And Olivia Meese was third, Mallory Meese fourth in the 800. The Richland Center girls finished fourth and the Richland Center boys sixth at the Platteville Regionals yesterday. Here's a look at how some of the team members fared and those that are advancing to the sectional later this week. Soleil Ewing took second in the long jump. Devin Woodhouse first in pole vault. Madeline Huber was first in the shot put with a 38-5 throw. Also yesterday, it was Ryan Stadler of Richland Center finishing third in the 1600. Again, the top four advance in the boys 4x2 relay. Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden finished third. Also, it was Richland Center's Grayson Banker taking third in the 300-meter hurdles. Charlie Bailey, second in the 200, advancing to the next level. It was also Pearl Fretz finishing just outside the top four with a fifth place in the 3200. Boys 4x4, first place for Grayson Banker, Kevin Hernandez, Fletcher Harper, and Robert Budden. Madeline Huber was third in discus throw. Danica Pauls, second in pole vault. Also, Ryan Stadler, fourth in the 3200, advancing to the next level. Grace Fretz of the Hornets was third in the 800. Robert Budden, first in the 800 with a 202.97. It was a great first place finish as he advances to the next level. And the Richland Center girls 4x4 relay team is moving on after finishing second yesterday. Lacey Allball, Riley Banker, Charlie Bailey, and Grace Fretz. River Valley's girls and boys teams finished 8th at the regional in Platteville. And among those moving on to the next level, Gina Klein was 3rd in the 100 meter. It was also Wesley Hatfield finishing 3rd and Aiden Hill 4th in the 100 for River Valley. Molly Moss, 2nd place in the 400 meter dash. Gina Klein, 4th in the 200 meters. Wesley Hatfield advances to sectional with a 4th in the boys' 200 meter run. Brielle Grant, 4th in the 3200 for River Valley. Breelan Tafts was 4th in the girls' discus throw. And Brielle Grant advances in the 1600 after finishing 4th. Molly Moss just missed in the 800, finishing 5th for the RV Blackhawks. That's a look at local sports during Pat Kreitlow Mornings on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top Trump ally Elon Musk says he is disappointed with the budget bill President Trump hopes to pass in the Senate. The bill, which has already passed in the House, would add trillions to the national debt because of spending and extending the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, convicted of swindling tens of millions of dollars from banks and the IRS, both expected to get pardons today from President Trump. There was a rally at Harvard University yesterday against the moves the president has taken against the school. Ryan Enos is a professor at Harvard.
Freedom of speech and due process, these are the foundations of the American system. These are the foundations of a free society. But Donald Trump is attacking these freedoms because they get in the way of his authoritarian takeover.
The administration says it has the right to set the rules for federal funding going to Harvard because of anti-Semitism. Macy's lowering profit expectations for the year because of uncertainty over the trade wars. This is ABC News.